Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent in the house, as always, and that is Kathy Cacciola. Good Saturday morning. How are you?
Good Saturday morning to you. I am wonderful.
Look at this.
I know.
End of the month already.
Already.
What's happening?
Oh, crazy.
I like that.
It's crazy. So most of the certifications are behind me now. I've got them all completed. However, this month is just packed solid with the companies that are introducing their 2025 plans to the agents so that we can learn them and be able to offer them or explain them to, you know, you, the people. So just a little heads up, there will be a lot of changes this year. I can't really go into detail until October 1st, but there will be a lot of changes and you're going to want to talk to your agent because you're going to get a, this time, I mean, in September, sometime about mid-September, you're going to get an ANOC letter, which is Annual Notice of Change. Please pay attention to that because the changes are going to be pretty profound. And that is due to the, you're not going to see the air quotes, but I'm going to say it, Inflation Reduction Act. That made some pretty important changes to how Part D works under Medicare. And under the Medicare Advantage Plan, as you know, it contains Part D, your prescription drug
right.
program within it. So in order to finance that, they've had to take, you know, make some changes on all of the other benefits that you are have become accustomed to. So having said that, pay very close attention to your ANOC letter when you get it so you can see the plan that you're on and see what those changes are.
Were you expecting any of these things to happen like this?
No. Well, we did know that, I mean, when that law when Congress written into law,
right,
into law, this particular bill, we knew that those changes to the Part D was going to take effect in 2025. So the most important part of this is the donut hole. Everybody's familiar with that.
Boy.
So when you have currently, I think it's $5,035 in retail cost recorded by Medicare on your ledger, then you go into the donut hole. And in the donut hole, you're paying 25% of that retail cost. So people have become, people who are used to it and do it every year, they kind of budget for it. Now, next year, that number is going to go to $2,000 and it's going to be calculated a little differently. So when you reach that $2,000 threshold of out of pocket,
right,
that is what you pay, then you automatically go into the catastrophic phase. You bypass the donut hole. Donut hole will no longer exist.
Now, that kind of probably surprised a lot of people. That's what's going to happen because a lot of people got, that cost them a few bucks.
If you're on quite a few rather expensive drugs, and one of the, I mean, there's Eliquis, which is a blood thinner out there that there's so many people on.
Sure.
And it's quite pricey and it's a name brand drug. And then there's others that are quite pricey too. So if you're on any of these prescription drugs, you know, this is probably going to help you.
So you'll just drop the first 2000.
Right. And then after that, you pay nothing for the remainder of the year.
And before it was 5,000.
It was $5,035, then you went in the donut hole, which you paid 25% of the retail cost. So, and the retail cost can vary from drugstore to drugstore.
Of course.
Because they
weird.
All,
which
you know,
is weird.
Which is weird. So they all determine their own retail price.
Right.
And you would pay 25% of whatever that price was.
Costs a lot of people a lot of money.
It costs a lot of people. Like, for example, if it was a $1,000 drug, and you were paying $40, you know, copay for it. When you went in the donut hole, you were paying $250. It was quite painful. But all things come with a price.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Tell us.
And this is going to cost a lot to administer and to finance. So they have to take it out of somewhere. And a lot of the benefits are going to change in your Medicare Advantage plans moving forward.
Well, this is why. Okay, here's a prime example as to why we tell you to get in touch with Kathy on stuff like this, because a month from now, she'll be able to see you in the office, which will be October 1st, well, October 2nd, because October 1st on a Sunday. She's going to have an open house for the first week of October where you can sit down and look at what's going on. So when you get that ANOC letter, look at it closely. You have to make an appointment, because then Kathy will be able to help you out after October 1st, where you'll be able to get things put on paper October 15th, and that could help you out. But make the call 727-735-2337, 727-735-2337. because a lot of people are going to be in for like, oh my gosh, what's going on? You're going
to
tell them.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of changes, and some of them on the ancillary benefits, because everybody loves all those extra benefits. They really do, but they have to, you know, moderate some of that in order to finance the prescription drug portion.
It does make sense, though, to a degree. For the most part, though, in your ever be so humble opinion, is it going to like maybe level out? Then do you think, or just people just have to be aware?
You know, we have in Florida the best Medicare Advantage plans I've seen.
Okay.
I mean, at the lowest cost. I mean,
right.
We are very fortunate here. Of course, we do have a lot of seniors here in this state. So, you know, we have really good plans. They're going to be good moving forward too, relatively. They're not going to be as good as they were last year, but they're still going to be good.
Yeah.
And the price is still the same, which is zero premium for the most part. Now, there are some Medicare Advantage plans out there that do have a premium, but there's very few. And, you know, if you choose one of those, you're choosing it for a reason.
Right.
Because you have special needs and special doctors you want to see.
See, again, if you're not sure what's going to be going on with y'all, just make the call, 727-735-2337. KECinsuranceservices.com is the website. You can check that out as well with information. Send her an email through that. But nonetheless, the ANOC, again, that'll be coming up in a couple of weeks, 3 weeks max, probably.
3 weeks max, you'll have that in your hands.
Look at it.
You'll have time. I mean, don't just say this is another piece of mail I'm getting from, you know, my insurance company. No, this one's an important one. So make sure you pay attention to it, especially this year, as opposed to past years, because I've always said this every year I've done this show and we come up on Medicare season. I've always said, so far every year the benefits have improved.
Right.
This is an exception. It is going to improve in the drug portion of it, and that's due to federal law. But I don't think it's going to improve your benefits overall. Your benefits are not going to be, it's not going to be one of those years
it's
where
glamorous.
You're going to get more benefits. You're probably going to be cut back a little bit. But overall, I think they're pretty awesome benefits in all of these plans if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan to
go. Like you said, the key is zero premium.
The key is zero premium.
Ugh.
Now that I've had a couple of instances this week that just kind of makes me smile, because a lot of times people will have a comfort level with their either employer-based insurance or their retiree benefits. And this last week, I had a couple who had retiree benefits. Now, same company, same benefits. So through the retiree program, husband and wife, they were paying $1,200 a month for the two of them. And it was essentially an Advantage plan. So I compared benefits side by side with an Advantage plan that cost them nothing, zero, and there were no difference in benefits. In fact, the benefits under the Advantage plan I would offer were better because they didn't have a deductible and their max out of pocket was lower and their copays per office call, specialist, hospital were all lower. And when I compared them side by side, same company, by the way.
Oh, geez. That seems okay.
Same type of plan. They wouldn't lose a single doctor. Everything would be covered at exactly the same level except for less money out of pocket. And they're saving $1,200 a month.
Now, how old are they?
Well, one was 65, just turned 65, okay. And the other one was 70, I believe.
Okay, so they're at that age where they can with the Medicare.
Yeah, they're both on Medicare. That's why they're on an Advantage plan through their retirement program.
Oh,
so
when are they taking you out to dinner? Because you
so
just saved them
$1,200 a month. That's a lot of money.
And that's moving forward.
Moving forward.
Wow.
And yesterday I met with a lady who turned 65 in May and decided to stay on her employer-based plan. She's paying $1,200 a month just for herself. And I said, why would you do that? I mean, I'm putting her on a plan. She isn't on it yet because she had to apply for Part A and B. So she has that. You know, that's a process.
Yeah, you're right.
And she'll save $1,200 a month right out of the box.
Okay. Here again, folks, Kathy has come up with these kind of stories. What was her excuse as to why she didn't do this before? Because she didn't know. And how did you find this lady?
She heard me on the radio.
Of course.
She heard me on the radio.
See?
So, and then on the
it
couple,
works.
It was her, her daughter that heard me on the radio. And okay. her daughter says, you need to talk right. to her and sit down and figure this out. And they met with me all together, the daughter, the son-in-law, the mom and dad, because she wanted to make sure mom and dad were making the right decision.
Correct.
I encourage that 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really want them to feel comfortable with what they're doing. And I want everybody that loves them to also feel comfortable about that. So with the lady I met with yesterday, it was she didn't know. And people become comfortable with what they have. They just don't like change. And as long as they go on, you know, day to day, month to month, and year to year, not have to change, that's what they tend to do. But she will have better coverage when I compared it side by side with her work plan than she has now for $1,200 less a month. So it makes me feel
amazing.
Good when I'm able to help people like that. And another thing, and I just want people to recognize, maybe they see themselves in some of these scenarios, but the Affordable Care Act, which is otherwise known as Obamacare, has been purging their roles. So what I mean by that is that if you are also on Medicaid, let's say you're under 65 and you're on Medicaid due to a disability.
Right.
And I ran into two of them this week that they're on Medicaid due to a disability.
Okay.
They also are on the Affordable Care Act. They can't have both. But the Affordable Care Act has been purging their roles and just coming back, sending a letter saying you can't have both. You have to return to Medicaid. The problem with Medicaid is that it's very difficult sometimes to find doctors to take it. And that's a reason why they went to Affordable Care Act, is because they wanted a better option for doctors.
Right.
But they don't have a choice. They will be dropped from the Affordable Care Act.
At the end of the year?
No, now.
Oh, right. I mean, now?
They're dropping them at the end of the month. So they're done. They're not going to be able to have.
So the ACA is not going to be available anywhere?
It's not going to be available to them. If you're on Medicaid,
okay.
Then no, you can't have the Affordable Care Act as well. Understand, if you look at it practically, government's paying twice, because they're paying for Medicaid and they're also paying a subsidy.
Right.
For the Affordable Care Act. And that's not something they're willing to do. So they're sending out letters. So in those scenarios, understand that you do have to return to Medicaid as your primary way of getting health care.
And that's until in some cases for people, it's until they get 65 and then they'll be able to.
Correct. Yes. And there's a whole bunch of laws that govern disability. And I have an attorney friend I go to whenever I have a question as far as, you know, whether they would qualify for this or that or the other thing in the disability realm. And she's always able to get me the answers. So if you have a question in that regard, you know, feel free to contact me. I will reach out to her if I don't know the answer to it and get the answer for you.
This is why Kathy is good at this kind of stuff, because she will find a source that will give her the answer. Give you the correct answer, whether it be in your case right, wrong, or indifferent, but she's going to give you the actual answer that needs to be given, because you don't want to get yourself into a bad way.
No.
And that's why you do this. Now, this with the, you've got to meet now with all these companies.
Yes. Now we do face to face, meaning I go to, they either come to, you know, not my office,
right.
but the FMO's office, and put on a presentation and go over benefits item by item so that we're, you know, clearly aware of what we're offering. And every company will offer this. They have a face-to-face deal, and it's in our best interest.
Of course.
To attend these and make sure that we are fully aware of what benefits are, you know, available for per company. And how I make a suggestion as to which company somebody should go with is based on their needs. So if you tell me the most important thing to you is, you know, hearing aids or mm-hmm. being able to see doctors in out of network, or, you know, not having to pay your Part B premium all the way, don't have the money for it. There's different, that triggers me, because I know what all these benefits are and all
right.
these companies, to put in my head which company is going to best suit you and serve you well. So that's how I help you decide which company you need to go with and which benefits you need to go with. Because I want to make sure that everything that's important to you is covered.
Now, don't be alarmed, folks, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, Kathy's telling us all this kind of stuff could be bad news. Just some changes And she'll explain that to you after October 1st, because she still has to meet with all these outfits to where they're going to be able to give her all what's going to happen. So don't get it in a bundle yet. Trust me, don't get it in a bundle yet. Plus, you'll be also receiving that ANOC letter in the next 2 to 3 weeks. So look out for that in your mail, and you'll be able to look and see what the changes could be. Then you can make an appointment to see Kathy, especially part of the open house beginning of October for the first week, to where she'll be able to sit down with you and give you an idea as to what will be available. But don't get yourself all unglued yet, because this is just the beginning, and this is where you're going to find out. You'll be able to make the changes come October 15th to be effective January 1st, or depending if all of a sudden something else came up, you can change. And then for the first 3 months of 25, you'll be able to make a one like-to-like change for that policy that you're on. But Kathy will sit down with you. Trust me, she'll explain it to you. Again, you can meet her at her office. 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard. That is in the Forest Oaks Plaza, Highway 19 and Forest Oaks Boulevard, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. Your place, whatever is convenient to sit down and have a talk. Again, it won't be 5 minutes. It'll be a lot longer.
Well, the more things you want to tell me, the better.
Yes.
The better it is for me to help you decide on what it is that's going to work for you. And I do. I go through your doctor's list. I go through your prescription drug list. I ask you questions that it pertains to, you know, what's important to you and what your lifestyle is and all these things that's going to play into what type of plan and what plan you're going to choose. You know, and again, it's your choice. You make the choice yourself based on all these things. And then I will, you know, I suggest this or that, this plan or the other. Understand, Medicare does not like agents, has never liked agents to choose a plan based on what they're paid. So
well,
in that they've standardized it. So it doesn't matter which company you sign up with, the agent will not get paid differently. They all get paid the same. There's no incentive for an agent to promote one company or over another.
When did they start that?
Oh gosh, as long as I've been doing this.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. See, a lot of people, more times than not, will have a conscience and not try to hook the customer, if you will. See, that's why Kathy.
That has to do with Medicare Advantage, by the way. That's what I'm referring to.
Okay.
Supplements are completely different.
Right. Correct. Yeah. Correct. See, Kathy's been doing this for a long time, and that's why she's an independent agent. Makes it easier for her to find other plans, not just one. And, you know, she doesn't work for just one company and say, okay, this is all I got for you. She works as an independent agent, finds more opportunities and more for you to look at a couple of options, okay? And then you make the final decision. But she'll tell you, this company has this, company A, B has this, company C, whatever the case may be. She'll lay it out for you.
And it's based on your priorities.
Correct.
What's important to you.
Because, you know, Kathy's been doing this, again, for a long time. A lot of people say, oh, my neighbor's got a policy that is to die for. It may not be suitable for you. That's why you need to sit him down.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I've had that happen before. Like, oh. I want that. But when I looked at their situation, it wouldn't work for them. I mean, this one had an HMO. Understand, HMOs, they have a service area. And you have to stay within network and stay within your service area. So if you come to me and say, you know, I'm seeing a doctor here, which is in another county, or a doctor here, which is in another county, or another one that's 100 miles away, well, then HMO is not going to be suitable for you.
Of course not.
Because
you're out of network already.
You're going to be out of network. You pay 100% for anything out of network with an HMO. So you pay the bill. And sometimes that's not acceptable to people. There are other people say, I'll just pay that doctor cash. You know, but that's an exception. That's not a rule.
Right. Well, that's why you need to figure it out. You know, some people like the freedom, if you will, of a PPO. That's what I got. Yeah, you know, Kathy and I discussed this way before. But everybody is different. And that is why not one size or one plan fits all because of that reason.
No, and that's, you know, I shudder to think that if we ever went to single payer or socialized medicine, it's going to be one size fits all. And you've got to figure out how to fit yourself, your round peg into a square hole.
That would be disastrous.
I believe so. It takes away any kind of choice as far as, you know, doctors and treatments and et cetera, because that's all going to be decided by a centralized system. So I shudder to think that that could happen in the future.
God, no.
We know that there are countries that do socialized medicine.
Of course.
There's no question. Canada's one of them, very close to us. And in my previous life, I used to do, sales
right
at hospitals in Detroit. So I always, in those Detroits, there was a lot of cash patients from Canada.
Of course they were. Oh, yeah. Come over the Ambassador Bridge or down through the tunnel.
Yeah.
And take care of business.
Because, you know, let's say you have a blockage or something, mm-hmm. and you need a stent or you need, something you know with your heart. Well, you go on a waiting list in socialized medicine.
Could be 6 months.
Could be. And some people aren't willing to wait that long.
Unfortunately, so I hate to say that, but they could be pushing up daisies by then.
Yeah, could be.
Well, for some. I'm not trying to be funny or sick about it, but it does happen. And then, like Kathy says, you know, living in Florida for these plans, got some of the best in the country.
We really do. We have very, very good plans here. What we don't have is enough doctors because, well, we've had a lot of people moving into the area.
Of course.
We've had an influx of population.
Yes.
So we have far more people that have moved in than we had doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of these places are recruiting doctors left and right, but, you know, bottom line is sometimes you will call, you get an appointment and you're waiting 3-4 months for an appointment.
Yes.
Because they're full up.
Well, the thing of it is that, patience is a virtue to a point. I understand you want it done yesterday. It's sometimes unfortunate with us Americans that we do that. We want everything done yesterday. Immediate gratification does not always work. You can't have it that way.
Exactly. A lot of these doctors have taken on PAs.
Right.
And I find that these are pretty good people.
Yes, they are. Yes,
to be honest with you.
Yes, they are.
Pretty good people that do a really good job. And a lot of my clients are quite happy with their PA.
Well, that makes it easier for certain situations. Mm-hmm. You know, some are adamant they want to see the doctor themselves. But I understand that. I went through that with my mom, with her primary. And the lady she had was just phenomenal.
Right.
And that, but again, everybody is different. You just need to sit down with Kathy to make that call because don't be alarmed, like I just said earlier, about what's going to be coming up for the next year. There's still things to get worked out. A lot of, bugs. Kathy will be sitting down with a lot of these providers within the next couple of weeks to be able to know what this is, that is, this is. Then
I'll also have the books by October 1st. So once the books are printed and Medicare has approved them, they're pretty much set in stone.
Okay.
So by October 1st, I'll have the books. So I'll be able to go through that with you line by line. And we can see how, whether or not you even need to make a change. Understand that if you are happy with the plan you have and accept the changes that is going to happen, then you don't have to do a thing. You can just let it roll, ignore all the phone calls, and I apologize for that. There's tons of phone calls going out to people on Medicare constantly, and I wish that didn't happen, but it does, and there'll be a lot of mail. So
yep.
Ignore all of that and just keep what you have and move on because you don't have to do a thing.
With this enrollment coming up again, can't stress it enough. You're going to get inundated, like Kathy just said, with phone calls, TV ads, flyers. Better not have anybody knocking on no doors.
They shouldn't be knocking on doors, but I know that they do.
They do, unfortunately. Mm. Thank you, but no thank you. Phone calls, thank you, but no thank you. The mailers, find the file 13 on them. if you are with somebody to help you out. If not, give Kathy a call. Make sure you've got an agent, because any of these other people, they're not going to know you after they talk to you. Simple as that. It is no ifs, ands, or buts.
Find an agent. Find an agent that you can lean on and ask questions and feel comfortable with. That's important.
Just make the call. 727-735-2337 is the number. KECinsuranceServices.com. That's Kathy's website. Check that out. Past programs are on there as well. But I advise you just to make that call. Again, their open house is October the 2nd for that week. You'll be able to get some more information on there. Let's say the contract could be signed, let's say, by October 15th. But there's always changes that could be made. But please, give Kathy a call, 727-735-2337.
That's 727-735-2337.
You did that so good, didn't she? It's like she knows her number. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. We'll see you in two.
See you in two. Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.